Well, actually, it's a great kickoff every year at the Kilgus Dairy Farmstead out here. They served, I know, over 500, close to 600, I think, breakfast this morning, and it was a great breakfast. And, of course, it's fun for the kids to see the cows and the goats and pigs and everything that they have here. And not only that, but then have a great breakfast as well. So, yeah, it is one of the major kickoffs. And then after that, we've got them all around the state. Some counties up in the northwestern corner, like Boone and Stevenson County, they have dairy breakfast where they'll feed 1,000 people. People too. So again, it's a great time to focus on the dairy farmers and all their hard work that they do all year long. And I guess this year it's a special recognition because the National Dairy Council is turning 100 years old. And if you think about 100 years old, gosh, even your grandpa wasn't probably out there doing milking cows at that time, Carrie. And you know, for 100 years ago to think that dairy farmers had the foresight to send registered dietitians into schools. They were probably one-room schoolrooms at that point in time. And to really work with the food service people or the teachers at that time or whatever and help them develop good eating habits for the kids. I think that's a real tribute to dairy farmers.
Well, you mentioned an event like the Breakfast on the Farm that happened this weekend, and I know there are lots of those around that happen, but there are lots of other ways that you promote dairy as well. What are some of the current things you're working on?
Well, the Midwest Dairy is the state and regional that we actually have the Fuel Up to Play 60 program. And I hope if you've watched any football, you'll know that the partner with the Midwest Dairy Association and, of course, Dairy Management, Inc. is the NFL League. And so we have all of the major NFL teams. And if a school does really well with their Fuel Up to Play 60 programs, whether it's, you know, sampling foods, making a better, selection for them, breakfast in the schools or grab and go. I mean, there's just thousands of ways that they can really do it. And then also get 60 minutes of activity for the kids in the school with the goal, of course, is to make them eat better and also have them exercise. And if they can do that, well, then that's what's important. And their names are get put into a drawing to possibly, like, see some of the Bears activities. And what's neat about it is that the way that it works in a school, Carrie, is that we actually have a committee in the school, and it has to be students. So the students drive it themselves, and then their peers are working with them. And it works out really, really well. But probably about 6 weeks ago now, we had last year's Reward Summit up at Hallis Hall, and the kids just love every minute of it to be able to meet some of the Bears players and, of course, be in there and run on the field there at the Peyton Hall where they actually do their practicing for the Bears. So that's an opportunity of a lifetime that 99.9% people don't get to do. The NFL has been so excited about the Fuel Up to Play 60 program, Carrie, that they used to donate $500,000, and this year they have now donated $1 million to the Fuel Up to Play 60 program because they are so excited on the developments and the results that are coming back.
Well, I know that your work with the schools is always great, and with the farmers, of course, as well. And one of the things that you do is try to make sure you help with education and also just with resources. You mentioned a cookbook to me. Tell me a little bit about that.
As kind of a highlight for letting people know, you know, a little bit about the dairy farming and that, because, you know, obviously it seems like almost everybody is three or four generations away from the farm now with only, you know, with just 1.5% or whatever that's left on the farm. So we put together a cookbook. It has recipes and focuses on people from all 50 states. Karen Bonert from up in the Quad City area, and they raise jerseys too. She has a chocolate cake recipe in there. But the neat part about it is you'll see all kinds of cow pictures. So there's recipes from all over the United States, and of course we have all of the breeds that are focused on in that too. So it's a beautiful cookbook. We're going to sell them this year at the Dairy Building at the Illinois State Fair. So if you come down there, you can pick one up. And again, there's just some really great recipes. If you want to, you'll be paying a little bit more, but I think it's on sale right now at Amazon or some places like that. But we'll have them featured on sale down at the Illinois State Fair.
Let's talk a little bit about the State Fair. It's not really that far away anymore, so what can we look forward to there? Is it a lot of the same favorites?
A lot of the same favorites. Of course, Sharon Buman will be coming back for our butter cow, which is always a real treat, and so that's going to be exciting. And we are, you know, we try to come up with new things, but we hate to take away with any of the favorites because they really love those cream puffs, and of course, don't want people to forget that we do sell cheese curds and cheese sticks and various other cheeses in there and lots of good things in the Dairy Building, and of course all the fruit with ice creams and that's become a favorite, and just a plain good old cold glass of milk, whether you want chocolate or we have some other flavored, of course, in the vending machine, but yeah. And, of course, we're also happy that Domino's and McDonald's and a lot of those people we're still partnering with. So, again, we've got a lot of great partners out there that are coming up with more and more new items. And sometime I'll have to come in and we'll do some sampling on a Fairlife milk. You'll see it in your grocery stores. And then that Fairlife is basically a milk that is UHT, ultra-high temperature. So it doesn't have to be refrigerated until it's open. And they add some protein in it. And they take out the lactose. So it's lactose-free, more protein, less sugar. And it's really, really good.
You know, you mentioned those partnerships, and those really, I think, are evident when you look at menus and restaurants and things like that. I mean, we are seeing more dairy products and more different ways to consume that dairy. It's not just, can I get a glass of milk anymore?
No. In fact, the fluid milk, you know, has been challenging, but, you know, it's just the American consumer, and I guess consumers all over the world care, don't you think? Because, I mean, it's just that they always want something new and better, and that's our taste buds or something, I don't know, we're just never happy. Although, I still can't think of anything better than just a cold glass of milk with my cookies or brownies. I just want plain old white milk until in the afternoon. Maybe in the late afternoon I'll take a glass of chocolate milk, but I just think there's nothing better than a cold glass of white milk. That's the secret, and if you do that for your family, hopefully that will pay off as far as all the health benefits of the dairy industry.
Marla, as we wrap things up, we mentioned it is June Dairy Month, and it's the beginning of the month. Anything you want to let us know about that might be coming up in this particular area?
Actually, we are very honored in Illinois to give you an idea. We're down to 690 dairies, but with that being said, we've got some great purebred herds, and we are hosting this year the National Holstein Convention, so there'll be people and cattle coming from Canada and California, New York, all over, and then closer to you in Peoria, the same week, the National Jersey Convention is taking place. So again, that is just amazing to me that, you know, we are hosting, and we just hosted the Brown Swiss and Ayrshire last year. So, again, it's just been a great time, but, I mean, it shows you the quality that the people are wanting to come to Illinois, and so it's a boom for the state, and I think that all of our dairy farmers should get a pat on the back for hosting them, because, as you know, those meetings take a lot of hard work.